Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. I tease something before the news, and we will get to it. If you have an interest-only home equity line of credit, and I know a lot of people do, and even if you don't, but if you have one and you've got a big balance on it, a big principal amount, stick around, because I was unaware of this, but I want to start here. A listener sent me a video the other day, and I don't believe I've posted it yet on the Bader blog, but I will. The video features a woman named Leah Lipska. She was president of AFSCME Local 1 in Madison, and she works for the State Corrections Department. She has been a poster child in the last couple of years for all that is wrong with Act 10. She wrote a letter to the Washington Post in which she told her story. In that letter, she said, "Aside from my full-time job with the state, I've been forced to take a part-time job at a local pizza place. Even that's not enough to make up for my decrease in pay since Governor Walker's law. I got so far behind on my car payments, I had to ask my parents for help. I've even had to go to the local food pantry. Walker is no hero. He has stolen our American dream." She was also featured in a New York Times story where she said essentially the same thing. She is now featured in a YouTube video, as I said, that apparently is being used. Apparently a Canadian politician has positioned himself as the Canadian Scott Walker, that he is advocating for these types of changes. And they basically tried to use her as a, see, this will what'll happen. I think it's Ontario. This is what's going to happen if whatever his name is, and I don't really care because it's Canadian politics and I don't care. But they were using Scott Walker to scare Canadian voters. Well, this is what happens with Act 10, or with, they call it right to work, which Act 10 really isn't. I suppose you could argue it is for public employees, but not private sector right to work. Now, she tells her sob story in this video, and I mean sob story. Jason, go ahead and play it.
I work for the Prison Industry Program for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, and I do their marketing. So I do the website and all their literature. I have been with the Department of Corrections for about 13 years. To it, I was vice president of our local, and our president quit. So I became president of the local. So we've had to get on food share, which is food stamps, because it got to the point where we couldn't even afford milk and bread. We're on WIC, which is Women, Infant, and Children for my youngest. She gets milk and cereal and bread. We get energy assistance because, especially with this winter being negative 40 at one point, heating bills are ridiculous. So they've helped out a little bit. But yeah, we've lost about $700 a paycheck. We were check to check before Act 10, and now we're check to nothing for a week to check. Oh, I cried a lot. Yeah, I get all upset thinking about it. He's a big bully. Scott Walker is a bully. And my kids see it that he's a bully. He's a bully. There's no other words around it.
All right. Now she's reading a story. Okay. Somewhere it says what percentage she said that she lost. Now, there she said $700 a paycheck. I actually think it's $700 a month is what I think it is what she has claimed elsewhere. He's a bully. He's no hero. He has stolen our American dream. Her husband has a business that isn't doing very well. She makes, I think, $35,000 a year. So I think they have two children, I believe. So she's the breadwinner. So here, I want to throw this out to you. Now, you heard her sob story. Scott Walker stole her American dream. I'm going to be very frank here. This woman can kiss my butt. Scott Walker didn't steal anyone's American dream. The American dream is not having government provide for you in a fashion that the private sector cannot. That's not the American dream. The American dream is that you advance by advancing your own abilities, your own skill set. She does marketing. Okay, here's a question. The hell does the Corrections Department need a marketing person for? You haven't stated a prison until you've stated our prisons. Come to Club Fed in Wisconsin. Yes, we'll leave that little light bulb, that single naked bulb on for you. What the hell is that? I would argue she should be bleep canned. I don't know that they need that at all. I think really what she is an IT person. I think she's overinflate. I think she takes care of their websites. That's what I think. I'm not disparaging IT people. What the hell does this moron thing happen in the private sector in 2008, 2009, 2010? When companies can't afford people, they fire them or reduce their pay. This is the same attitude that government workers should be insulated from the realities of a bad economy. This is the fantasy world in which they live. You suddenly had to meet the realities that we can't afford to pay for your health benefits and pay for your retirement benefits, and that you have to chip in more. That's where her money went. What the hell do you think we in the private sector? Yeah, well, we took this little pay so we could get these wonderful... Just stop with that crap, because that's what it is. She's a union goon whose union no longer has any clout. And I want to dovetail that with an equally moronic letter to the editor. I'm not going to bother with the Crayon Report, but this is an equally moronic letter in today's paper, and I have ripped on Ayn Rand before. She's an utter moron who, well, let's put it this way, I don't know her, but she puts these utterly moronic letters in the Green Bay paper. This dovetails with the idiotic whining of the woman, "Miss Scott Walker stole my American dream." The American dream is you succeed on your own abilities in the private sector, not that the government takes care of you. Listen to this letter, though, from Ayn Rand in the Green Bay paper. A more livable minimum wage is $15.50 per hour. Those who earn associate degrees should get a minimum wage of $17.50 an hour. Those with bachelor's degree, no less than $20 per hour to start. She doesn't mention master's degree. I have one. How much does she think I should get just because of my degree? Most construction workers should get a minimum of $45 per hour plus great benefits. Police and fire should get at least $50 an hour. None of the above wage earners will get rich off these wages. They'll just be able to survive, pay off student loans, afford car insurance, and maybe go to a movie with their family once a week. I think all the people who so angrily, nobody angrily opposes, the measly 10-10 minimum wage, as she calls it, should try to live off that alone with your parents or your parents supporting you. No, we shouldn't. You should better yourself. How the hell do you think I got the wage I did? By someone handing it to me? I kept working for it and working for it and working for it. A person can pay rent and buy food making $10 an hour, and that's all. They struggle and live in poverty. Then they need a better job. Our country is now run by corporations. No, it isn't. It's all about greed and more for the shareholders. Workers have been forced to progress into lifestyles just like in the book The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. No. They're not getting ahead on wages because they are still living in the 20th century where you can extort wages through a union, which is done, it's gone. And you now have to improve yourself. And the whiny crybaby, what's her name, Leah Lipska? It was at Mount Horeb, I believe she lives. I think that's where she lives. Has to realize that Scott Walker didn't steal the American dream. He restored it. And all of you whiny union hacks have to wake up and face reality. You lost. And it's for the betterment of Wisconsin that you did. And I have no sympathy for her at all. If your plight, if your position has changed to plight, you need to fix it. I talked about this recently. I used to hold the same liberal mindset. My employer had to change. No, I had to change. And I had to improve myself and better myself and bring more value. The same moron who wrote this letter to the editor. Well, if you have a minimum wage should be $15.50. If you have a bachelor's degree, $20 an hour. It's no, that's not how life works. Your education doesn't bring value. Your abilities and your skills do. You want to weigh in on this? 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 947.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.